share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Nearly 30 million people were under lockdown across China on Tuesday, as surging virus cases prompted the return of mass tests and hazmat-suited health officials to city streets on a scale not seen since the start of the pandemic. China reported 5,280 new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday, more than double the previous day's tally, as the highly transmissible Omicron variant spreads across a country that has tethered tightly to a zero-COVID strategy. That approach, which pivots on hard localized lockdowns and has left China virtually cut off from the outside world for 2 years, appears to be on the line as Omicron finds its way into communities. At least 13 cities nationwide were fully locked down on Tuesday, and several other cities had partial lockdowns. I panicked. The northeastern province of Jilin was the worst hit, with over 3,000 new cases on Tuesday, according to the National Health Commission. Residents of several cities there, including the provincial capital of Chongqing, home to 9 million people, are under stay-at-home orders. Shenzhen, the southern tech hub of 17.5 million people, is 3 days into a lockdown, with many factories closed and supermarket shelves emptying, while China's largest city, Shanghai, is under a lattice of restrictions that fall short of a citywide shutdown. Scenes of closed neighborhoods, panic buying, and police cordons cast back to the early phase of the pandemic, which first emerged in China in late 2019 but has eased in much of the rest of the world. As lockdowns edge closer to Beijing, public venues have tightened their scrutiny of the ubiquitous health QR codes. From a 21-day home quarantine with her mother and 3-year-old child, project manager Mary Yu said she was forced to isolate herself after virus cases were linked to a playground they had visited. I panicked when the health officials called. I was afraid they'd take us to a quarantine hotel. But this time they are letting people isolate at home. That's a huge relief, the 34-year-old told AFP. A resident undergoes a nucleic acid test for the COVID-19 coronavirus in Handan in China's northern Hebei province on March 15, 2022. Photo by STR, AFP. Other city residents expressed exasperation as the pandemic grinds on in China, while much of the world tries to return to normal. The control measures were doing pretty well before, Beijinger Yan told AFP, giving one name. And now it starts again. When will it ever end? Economic clouds gather. Tuesday was the sixth day in a row that more than 1,000 new cases were recorded in the world's second biggest economy. Experts forecast a dent in growth as the virus billows out. Renewed restrictions, notably the lockdown in Shenzhen, will weigh on consumption and cause supply disruptions in the near term, Tommy Wu of Oxford Economics said in a briefing note. He added that it will be challenging for China to meet its official GDP growth target for the year of around 5.5%. Hong Kong stocks plunged by more than 3% Tuesday, extending the previous day's tech-fueled rout. The partial containment of wealthy provinces in southern and eastern China is worrying because they account for half of the country's GDP and population, Raymond Young, an analyst at ANZ Bank, said in a research note. Dozens of domestic flights at airports in Beijing and Shanghai were cancelled Tuesday morning, flight tracking data showed. An outbreak at Volkswagen Group factories in the Jilin city of Chongqing also prompted 3 sites to shut Monday for at least 3 days, according to a spokesman. Top Chinese medical expert Zhang Wenhong has raised the prospect of softening the zero-COVID strategy in the face of the Omicron variant. But he warned any relaxation of mass testing and lockdowns was impossible in the short term. Health officials have also said tighter restrictions could be on the way. Jilin's governor vowed to go all out to achieve community zero COVID in a week, during an emergency meeting Monday night, state media reported. Source. AFP. Also read. Chinese media echoes Russia on Ukraine war. Source. AFP source. AFP source. The Guardian. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.